Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Max Harding, and I am joined by Liam Langford to create another rating list. Today's list is on Star Wars Top 10 Jedi, so they're doing really well to get on this list across the whole universes. Worst to best, Liam's opinion, but before we begin, Liam, how was your day?
My day was good. So I went into town, then I came here, so I'd say it's about average, but I'm looking forward to sharing my opinion with you guys.
Liam is a huge Star Wars fanatic, so hopefully you will learn some things that you didn't know before. And, well, start the list.
Okay, guys, so for my number 10, I have Rey. Rey is a Palpatine, and she managed to defeat her grandfather, the Dark Lord of the Sith. He is the strongest Sith Lord there's ever been. He was defeated by her, and he was mainly defeated by her link with Kylo Ren. So they can see where each other are, and they can use the Force around each other, and their bond is extremely rare around the Star Wars universe. This is a disadvantage because Kylo Ren, in case you don't know, was one of the bad guys. He does turn in the newest film. But it works in reverse, so it's a huge disadvantage to both of them.
Alright, well, a cool thing I find about this bond is, I'm putting a spoiler alert on this video, but if you haven't seen it, or if you have seen it, there's a moment in it near the end where where Palpatine's saying to her, every Sith, if you kill me, every Sith will be in you. But at the moment, Jedi's in her. But then there's, so Kylo Ren's starting to fail. And then, so they find the bond, and she's got two lightsabers on her. So then she puts the lightsaber behind her back, and so he does, and then Kylo Ren puts his empty hand behind his back, and then you see Kylo Ren's got the lightsaber, and he, like, fights people. And that, I find that scene really cool.
So the people he's fighting there are the Knights of Ren, the people that he used to work with.
Mm. And then, may I also say, I disagree... with the very end scene of the film. Because, let me get straight. Rey is not a Jedi. She is not a Jedi. She is just not a Jedi. She's not a Skywalker. She's a Palpatine. Destiny is the main thing in Star Wars. So, this is a huge mistake I feel like they've made. And when Kylo Ren does turn, it's like that's the rise of Skywalker. Because he is a Skywalker.
That is what they meant.
Mm, exactly.
Well, Rey is a Jedi.
Oh, yeah.
You
can
defy your destiny.
Yeah.
But she says she's a Skywalker. And that's not right.
Yeah, that's
right. And then you see Leia and Luke, both as Force ghosts. And I don't agree with that either. But who are we to say what they can do? They've just tried to make a good box office film.
Mm. But I made a mistake there. I did mean, she is a Jedi, but I also felt like she's not a... I'm going to get a bit of hate, but she's not a true Jedi. I mean, she's linked with Palpatine. That doesn't mean you're... That means you're a I feel like she should be a Sith. That's how I personally feel. I feel like Rey and Kylo Ren were supposed to turn, so he becomes good and she becomes bad. Because the whole film is about everybody basically saying that to her, that she's bad in a sort of way, if you know what I mean. As in that she's supposed to be a Sith. That's how I feel.
So moving on to number 9. I have Kit Fisto. He is a sort of... He's a green person. He can breathe underwater. He was a Jedi Master during the Clone Wars. He was killed in Revenge of the Sith by Emperor Palpatine. He was handpicked by Mace Windu to try and arrest Palpatine, but ends up dying. And he's highly respected as a Jedi Master. So that's why I've got Kit Fisto as number 9.
He's also cool in the game, to be fair. You know the Star Wars game. But yeah, I like this guy. He is good. He's as good as... I would say he's probably in the top of his field, if you know what I mean. As in terms of Jedi. If you put him in a battle arena, he'd come near the top in terms of winning. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get that. For number 8, I have Jedi Master Evan Peel. This is another Clone Wars Jedi Master. He is a senior master, closely linked with Master Yoda. He looks a bit like Yoda, but he's not green. He's not got wrinkles on his head. And he has a scar on his eye. But he is worth risking 2 Jedi Generals in Master Kenobi and Master Skywalker. Just to save him from a prison called the Citadel during the Clone Wars. And you see that during Star Wars The Clone Wars.
I mean, yeah, this guy is cool. But I feel like if he's putting me in prison, I mean, that kind of, like, puts him in a bit of a state where, is he that good? Because he's been put in a prison. But, yeah.
Well, he is good.
He is
an extremely strong Jedi.
Mm.
But when you've got about 2 million battle droids on you, plus General Grievous, the odds aren't really in your favour.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I feel like I really want to see it. I'd love to see that sort of battle, but with like 3 Jedis versus all of them, if you know what I mean.
I mean, that would be... I'm pretty sure that's what happened with Obi-Wan Kenobi and Anakin.
Yeah, but like with him too. So he explores more of the character and it really shows off how good he is.
Unfortunately, that's not going to happen. Yeah, he was killed. During Order 66.
Spoiler. But if you haven't watched that, I don't really know where you were listening to this.
Number 7, I've got Master Yaddle. None of you will have heard of her. You would have seen her in a few scenes when they've got the Jedi Council. She is, in effect, she's just a female version of Yoda. That was probably just added in when they redid all the CGI. But I still think she's a very strong Jedi. So, she is known for her Force abilities and her vast knowledge, many of which is the same for Yoda. And she was 400 years old when she was killed during Order 66. And this is very old, so she would have had a lot of experience in battle during the Old Republic and or the gap in between the Old and the New Republic. Which, the Old Republic is in canon, so you probably won't know what that is either. But it's pretty much the same as the Republic that you see, but it's just before that period. And it's got Jedi there. And so, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you do know what that is, then that's very impressive and fair enough. I do like how they made a female Yoda, but then I wish, well, and female as such, but I feel like she should live in the planet where Yoda is habiting.
Yeah, where he came from.
Yeah.
Because a lot of mysteries surrounding Yoda, and I think that it's just there to keep Star Wars alive and to keep it going. And because all the other, or most of the other people that you see in Star Wars, we've been told in canon or in the films where they come from. For example, Chewbacca, he comes from Kashyyyk. And you see that in Revenge of the Sith. So, oh yeah, and there's also, you may have seen her, this person, she sits next to Yaddle, I think. She is a Kamino in Jedi, so she's from Kamino. So, yeah.
Right, well, have you got anything else to add to that?
No, I haven't got anything else. So, for number 6, Qui-Gon Jinn. he's a funny character. He died in The Phantom Menace. You have to have seen that.
Yeah, I mean, if you definitely not watched
it. If you haven't watched it, it's the biggest spoiler there is for it. It's probably the most, I wouldn't say it's heart-wrenching, but it's quite a sad scene.
And it's Darth Maul kills him.
Yeah.
But it's also
He puts up a fight for that long and then just like puts his lightsaber up and gets stabbed through the stomach.
Yeah.
So in a way, he probably should have seen that coming.
Yeah, and also I do feel like that scene's actually, although it's bad, a good pro thing to come from it is the fact that it like rises Obi-Wan Kenobi and like shows him that not everybody's going to survive sort of thing.
Yes, so he is a very strong Jedi. Obviously, he hadn't fought a dual-wielding lightsaber before, who was fully trained in the Jedi arts and the Jedi ways.
Mm.
So it's kind of... There was no way he could have won that.
Mm.
But he is a wise Jedi Master. Only he was very disobedient, as it's hinted in The Phantom Menace. And he would have been on the council if he followed orders. But Yoda respected his final wish, obviously seeing what Qui-Gon had set Obi-Wan up to do, and allowed Anakin to be trained, which sort of set the scene for the next film and the film after that.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, he's a good, like, if you like watch your Star Wars films, he's a good character to watch, if you know what I mean. As in, he's an interesting, and he's, like, smart, and it's sort of like a role model.
Mm. Yes. So, number five. Plo Koon. You, again, probably wouldn't have heard of him.
Again, if you have, very well knowledge.
He wears a mask to be able to breathe the atmosphere of multiple planets. And at the end of Revenge of the Sith, he was killed but in Order 66. Seems like a common theme here with all the important yeah. Jedi.
Stupid Order 66.
He was killed by clone troopers. This was different. He wasn't on the ground, running around. It wasn't one of those scenes where Ki-Adi-Mundi is about to take something over and gets killed. It wasn't anything like that. He was in a spaceship flying around in his Jedi Interceptor, and he got shot down by the clones.
Such a stupid way to die.
So, in canon, he discovered he could use Force Lightning, which is called alchemy. And so... he was really scared because that's sort of something that Sith does. And Yoda sort of tried to help him train, but he was still scared. So he went off for about 10 years to meditate to see what he should do about it and to see whether he should quit. He then did come back to the Order and he did continue training and he became a Jedi Master. He became a Master.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, seems to be like... it must be hard being a Jedi, because you always have them, like, fighting, taking time off. And he, as a weakness such as his mask helping him to breathe, that's also a bit of a downside to him. And the fact that he got shot down, I mean, he's a Jedi, why was he flying a spaceship? I mean, yeah, don't get me wrong. But as in, like, people do fly spaceships, yeah, but as in, like, I mean, I feel like he should have a royal death, if you know what I mean, as in, like, fighting on the battlefield instead of flying in a spaceship and being shot down that way.
Well, I would agree with you, but then who would be there to lead the clone troopers and who would be there to help the people when they're flying around in spaceships? Mm. And if it was his spaceship, he probably... because Jedi did this all the time. They just came out, they went out of their Star Destroyers and they started shooting down enemy ships just to get across to another ship. Or if he was defending a planet, then again, he's going to be in a spaceship.
Yeah.
To get there.
Agreed.
So, it could have been that sort of thing.
Alright, well, have you got anything to add?
Nope. So, for number four, this one was a tricky spot, because it's just outside of the top three, and I've already decided my top three, but my number four, that this was the spot that...
close.
Only a really good Jedi could get into, and someone who couldn't quite get into top three.
Mm.
So for that, I picked Mace Windu. So he was one of the strongest Jedi in the Clone Wars. He was a natural-born leader, and of course, again, he was on the Jedi Council.
Mm.
He wielded a purple lightsaber.
I love that lightsaber.
Yeah, that's one of my favourite ones.
Mm.
He's one of my favourite Jedi. He was wise, he was smart, and he invented a new lightsaber fighting style. So there are, for those who don't know, there are seven ways that a Jedi fought, and so seven combat styles. But he created a new one, and he, yeah, it made him a very powerful foe to have, but a very good ally.
Yeah, I mean, making your own fighting style. I mean, there's only seven. That is big, if you know what I mean, in terms of the whole universe of Star Wars.
For me, I think that's why he was able to kill Jango Fett. Because
definitely agree.
If you didn't see, in Attack of the Clones, Jango Fett, like, a Jedi came up behind him and he just shot, Jango Fett just shot him straight in the stomach, or straight in the chest, and he just went flying off that balcony. But when it came to Mace Windu, it took a flamethrower to get him off the balcony. And then Jango Fett went onto the field, and then every shot he did, Mace Windu was able to block.
Mm.
So that was probably to do with his own fighting style.
And Boba Fett is an amazing assassin. He's one of my favourite.
Well, he actually killed people. Jango, and in a way he created the bad Boba Fett.
Mm. Yeah.
Because Boba could have been a good person, but he ended up creating that idea of a bad bounty hunter.
Yeah, I like both of them. I just love the idea of a jetpack shooting flamethrowers and whips. If you play Battlefront, he also has a move where he has this flamethrower whip, and it's like really cool.
Is this Star Wars Battlefront 1 or Battlefront 2?
1.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Battlefront 1's way better. So
and is that the new ones or the old ones?
No, I want to say new. yeah, I want to say new. Not. It came out relatively recently, about 2015, something like that.
2014, Star Wars Battlefront 1 came out.
Yeah, in 2014.
So, okay, that one. That one I played a lot. So, yeah.
Mm. You got anything else to add?
Nope. So, number 3. This one, it's just going to make you all groan.
Top 3.
Yep, we're in the top 3. And it's difficult to decide who goes where. But, in terms of powerful Jedi.
I'm intrigued.
Number 3. Anakin Skywalker.
Oh.
You see?
Anakin Skywalker.
People probably won't agree with this. They will have said he should have been number 1. Just because he was said to have been the chosen one. So, he is a very skilled at lightsaber dueling. He is the best pilot in the galaxy. And he ended up turning to the dark side for about 20 years, which is longer than he was in the Jedi Order.
Mm.
And then for a period of 2 minutes on screen, he turned back to the light side and he ended up killing the Dark Lord of the Sith. Who,
Palpatine,
amazingly, came back.
Yeah, came back. Who saw that coming?
Well, I didn't see it coming. I thought Snoke was Palpatine, if I'm honest. And he was. Palpatine built Snoke.
Yeah.
But how was that meant to work?
I know.
He was thrown off of something and should have died. And now somehow is being carried around by a machine.
Exactly. How did he build a machine in the first place? I mean, I get he made people help him, but still, he was like, oh,
Battlefront 2, there is, I've forgotten what the operation's called, but there's a campaign mode where you can play as Iden Versio. Yeah, if you haven't played that game, you'll have no idea what I'm talking about, aside from the words campaign mode. So, she has a little droid in her back, and she goes around, but she's meant to be part of the group that creates the First Order after Palpatine dies. Which somehow that doesn't fit in properly with the new film where he said, no, I don't like the First Order, I want to create the... I've forgotten what it's called. Is it the New Order?
Something like that.
It's something like that.
Empire New... No, it's not going to be Empire. But yeah.
So yeah, it's quite confusing.
Mm. But it's a good... I mean, we're obviously not counting when he becomes a Sith and becomes Darth Vader, but I guess, in a way, he technically has that bit of power and ability to fight, but it's just, it's in deep within him, so we're thinking about, we're going beyond here. Yes. So, I mean, it could be outlawed.
And Anakin, so there are a number of reasons why he's not number one. He's got to be up there on my list, but I can't give him the number one spot because, first of all, he turned to the dark side at one point, and not a true Jedi wouldn't have done that. He married Padme Amidala, who was the Queen of Naboo at the time, which is against the rules of the Jedi, because you're not allowed compassion in any form, but you've got to fight for the rights for other people to have compassion, to love people. And he was extremely reckless, and many of his plans would end up getting a lot of people dying. And he was easily provoked, so he had that anger in him. So I can't give him that spot. It's not... I don't think he's quite worthy of that.
Also, if he turns to the dark side, I mean, he can't have a Jedi. He can't be the top of a Jedi. And also, he is trained by Obi-Wan Kenobi, which is, I mean, you're lucky then, not if you're being trained by that amazing Jedi.
Yes. Number two.
Oh. Is it going to be?
You won't agree with this. Oh. You're probably very mad with me. You'll probably be very mad.
What's that?
Master Yoda. He is the oldest, wisest Jedi, and he is knowledgeable in the ways of the Force. He is amazing at lightsaber dueling, but that is mainly due to his size. He has come up with a way to fight when he's about 2 feet tall. So he's just jumping on people's shoulders like in Attack of the Clones.
Mm.
So I can't really... Yeah, I can give him that spot.
He's worthy.
And he's extremely worthy of getting the top spot. But I don't feel he's used enough during the prequels and... Mm. Or just throughout the entire Star Wars timeline. He's not used enough.
Mm.
Not even in Star Wars The Clone Wars, the series...
Mm.
It's not really used enough.
He is amazing though. He's like say if you were playing a game and then you had to defeat the boss. He's like one of those bosses.
Well, in Star Wars Battlefront 2, I go on a rant again.
Yeah.
He is probably one of the most overpowered. He didn't used to be that good, and the only reason I'd ever pick him is because he's so small, and when you do your when you dash away and do your dash things. You can't hit him. I think I was playing it recently because they've had the Clone Wars update. They had the Clone Wars update ages ago, but he's just like... I got killed 5 times by the same person as Yoda, just jumping around and spinning and dashing. And then, he's just too good. And I can't really... I think if Obi-Wan was the same size... He'd probably be just as good. And that brings me on... Oh, yeah.
Wait, before you say your last one, I just want to say I thought of a most amazing term for Yoda. He is... As metaphorically... Actually, not metaphorically. The mini-mega. You look at him, you try and hit him, and then he just starts jumping out of you, taking you down, taking every single droid in the world down.
Yeah.
Mm.
So this brings me on to my number one spot. Yep, you guessed it. If he's not in the rest of it, it's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Woo!
Hello there. He is smart. He's good at negotiating. He can see both sides of an argument. He's patient.
Wise.
He's obedient. Yeah, I put wise. I just put that as smart. He's good at dueling. And he's also wise in the ways of the Force, just like Yoda is.
Mm.
He was trained by Qui-Gon, and then when Qui-Gon died, he was trained by Yoda.
Mm.
So this gives him quite a large advantage, because he was on the Jedi Council. I think it was at the end of the Clone Wars he was put there. Or no, during Attack of the Clones he was put there.
Yep.
So this sort of gives him... Because of his time with Yoda, it's given him a huge advantage, and he's learned everything he can. He and Yoda both survived Order 66 as Jedi, not like Anakin. Mm. So he's got to be pretty good. There are other Jedi that did survive. So if you've watched Star Wars Rebels, there's Kanan Jarrus, who ends up training a young kid called Ezra. But then he then dies in that series. He's not... I think Obi-Wan is probably the best character. He's not never overused in the films. So he's still quite good. So, yeah.
I 100% agree with this. And also, another thing. He's the one who, more or less, I want to say kills Anakin. But he doesn't really, because he puts him in the lava and then... Palpatine brings him back, but I mean, he's defeated him.
Anakin was like a brother to him, and it does hurt him, and it leaves him heartbroken to see his apprentice like that at the end of Revenge of the Sith. But with what he's done, he had to do something. Anakin, fun fact, he only survived that out of hatred for Obi-Wan, because he felt that Obi-Wan took away Padme Amidala from him. And another thing, Obi-Wan is a major part in the plot. He stays on Tatooine to look after Luke Skywalker. And he has his good friend, the ex-senator, Bail Organa, look after Princess Leia. So he's behind the scenes, and then he's in Star Wars Rebels. I'm not going to spoil that for you. Huh. Like I've spoiled everything else.
It's got to spoil that.
Yeah, we do, but spoiling too much.
Mm.
He plants the idea in Luke Skywalker's head that there's still good in Darth Vader, who is his father.
Mm.
Even if he doesn't directly say that Anakin is Luke's father, he still implies it in a great way.
Mm.
And just to show his power, he became a Force ghost, and not many people have done that. Qui-Gon became a Force ghost, but that was in the Clone Wars. Yoda became a Force ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see a common theme here. Anakin, Luke, Leia, Obi-Wan. They're all some of the most powerful Jedi there. I mean, Leia, not really. She was just the daughter of a powerful Jedi.
And
who
the brother.
Sister. She's just sister. But she trained to be a Jedi at one point.
Mm. She has her own.
And she had her lightsaber, but she gave up.
Mm.
She quit.
All right, well, I've got about one or two things I want to bring up here. Now, I bet this whole audience are thinking this. How come you didn't put Luke Skywalker on this list?
Well,
oh.
I could have put him in. And it's actually, when you're trying to make a top 10 list, it is very difficult. But I feel that if any of these people that I've mentioned came up in a duel against him, it would never happen. But if he did, he wouldn't have been able to do it. He was only able to beat Darth Vader because of how slow Darth Vader was.
I mean,
Darth Vader, he was so slow, but he made up for that with his Force abilities. And he sort of had to make up for that with different things he had to do. He had to completely change the way he was. So I wouldn't... If he'd come up against General Grievous, for example, he wouldn't have beaten him. Count Dooku, he would have been killed by him.
Mm.
Asajj Ventress, nope. Darth Maul.
Maybe.
There's a small chance.
Yeah. Because, I mean, Obi-Wan could defeat him.
The thing that bigs up Luke Skywalker is the hope he gave to all the people and how he's described as single-handedly taking down the Empire, but he doesn't.
Mm.
He has...
A lot of help from Han Solo.
And even Leia. Then, the rebellion started... About 5 years before, or no, since the Empire had started, the rebellion started almost immediately. So how can I say that Luke is on that list when he had loads of help from the rebellion?
He also gets trained by Yoda.
Yeah, but not to the extent that Obi-Wan was.
I feel like if he was not alive, but if he was training before the Clone Wars happened and then he fought in the Clone Wars, that would have made him an amazing combatant. And one more thing, my last question. What makes Rey beat Luke Skywalker?
Well, Rey... You see, I could say that in Rise of Skywalker, she has help from the other Jedi to give her hope.
Mm.
But I just find her Force abilities are... I want to say superior, but she was... Her Force abilities were developed by Luke and Leia. So, that's sort of... It was a difficult one. It was between her and Luke. But I think she deserved that spot more than him.
Do you think Luke would come 11th on your list?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, okay. I mean, fair enough. Alright, so audience, I hope you're satisfied with this episode. I know I am. I was intrigued, and I'd comment if you've got any questions for Liam. I'm sure he'd love to answer them. Comment for who your top, Jedi would be. Liam's been an amazing guest. He should come on in the future, definitely. And, well, I hope you enjoyed the episode. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a like on the episodes, or the other episodes. Don't forget to listen to the episodes. Tell your friends and family, tell everyone you know. Subscribe, view it, like it. See you and catch you in the next one.